Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns, every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, with a break for the news at the top of the hour. We bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. Between 1956 and 1961, Pacific Jazz Records, which was a great independent jazz record studio out of L.A., recorded numerous major West Coast jazz artists. A lot of them were working in the Hollywood studios, and they'd come off the road after working with bands like Woody Herman and Stan Kenton. And they recorded alto sax band Bud Shank many times. So we're going to survey some of his recorded work on Pacific Jazz label. This is a recording that Bud Shank did in January of 1956 on Pacific Jazz, along with Bud Shank, of course, on alto sax. One of the outstanding West Coast pianists, Claude Williamson, with a rhythm section of Don Prell and Chuck Flores on drums. And this is their version of Duke Ellington's classic composition, "Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me." Thank you. That was our highlight artist of the week, Bud Shank on alto sax. He's also, by the way, a virtuoso on the flute, and as a flautist, we may have a sampling of his flute work later on in the show. That was Duke Ellington's great composition, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, cut on the Pacific Jazz label in January of 56, with some fine piano work there by Claude Williamson. So what's next on the playlist, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by organist Jimmy McGriff. It's from a Milestone CD entitled Blue to the Bone, and it features Jimmy on organ, Al Gray on trombone, Bill Easley on alto sax, Melvin Sparks on guitar, and Bernard Purdy on drums. They're going to do a Sam Lewis, Fred Coots tune entitled For All We Know. Thank you. So there you have For All We Know, featuring Jimmy McGriff on organ, Al Gray on trombone, Bill Easley on alto sax, Melvin Sparks on guitar, and Bernard Purdy on drums. That was from a Milestone CD released in 1988 entitled Blue to the Bone.
Next we find our highlight artist of the week, alto sax man Bud Shank, in the Pacific Jazz Studio in L.A. in November of 1956, with the same rhythm section we heard on the first track by Bud, with Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell on bass, Chuck Flores on drums. This is his version of The Lamp is Low, and he starts this out, I believe, in an introduction with a little demonstration of his artistry on the flute, and then he proceeds to solo on alto sax. So let's listen to The Lamp is Low. Thank you. All right, that was Bud Shank, our highlight artist of the week. They're doing a flute introduction and then a hard up alto sax solo on The Lamp Is Low with a nice piano solo there by Claude Williamson and a short drum solo there by Chuck Flores, young man who at about the age of 22 or 23 went on to power the the Woody Herman Big Band for a period of time. And that was cut on the Pacific Jazz label in November of 1957. So now let's hear what's up next, Al.
Well, next we'll hear from a group that calls themselves the New York All-Stars. It's a group assembled by trumpeter Randy Sankey, and it's from a CD released on the German label Nagel Heyer. And it's the CD is entitled Broadway. And it features Randy on trumpet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Scott Robinson on bass sax, Mark Shane on piano, Marty Gross on guitar, Link Milliman on bass, and Dave Radizek on drums. They're going to do a tune that was written by Billy Bird, Ted McRae, and Henry Wood entitled Broadway. Thank you. That was Broadway by the New York All-Stars, the title tune from their CD with the same name. It featured Randy Sankey on trumpet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Scott Robinson on bass sax, Mark Shane on piano, Marty Gross on guitar, Link Milliman on bass, and Dave Radisek on drums.
Next in our Bud Shank salute, a great alto sax player out of the West Coast. By the way, Bud was worked his way through the big band, end of the big band era, 49, 50. I think he was with Stan Kenton there for a couple of years. And he settled down and worked independently on the West Coast for some period of time. Also worked in the studios. Now we're going to find Bud Shank in the Pacific Jazz recording studio in November 1957. Doing a Rodgers and Hart classic, Thou Swell, backed up again by Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell on bass, and Chuck Flores on drums. Thou Swell.
Thank you.
yes. "I'll Swell," a great Rodgers and Hart classic, done up by the alto sax man, our highlight artist of the week, Bud Shank, on the Pacific Jazz label, Claude Williamson on piano. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Miles Davis Quintet. This is from a prestige LP entitled Cooking with the Miles Davis Quintet. And it's the classic quintet featuring Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Benny Carter and Spencer Williams entitled When Lights Are Low.
Thank you.
And that was a Miles Davis Quintet doing When Lights Are Low, from a Prestige LP released in 1957 entitled Cooking with the Miles Davis Quintet. And it features Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Now we find our highlight artist of the week, Bud Shank, in a Pacific Jazz Studios in June of 1958. And, of course, he's got on this track a pianoless organization with Al Hendrickson on guitar, Joe Mandragon on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. Oh, they do add Jimmy Rolls on piano. And this is a composition written by Bud Shank. Listen to his flute version of his own composition, Up in Velzyland. Track showed off the flute artistry of our highlight artist of the week, Bud Shank, who otherwise is heard on most tracks on alto sax. Little Bud Shank composition called Up in Velzyland, and it was a fine little group with Billy Bean on guitar, Gary Peacock on bass, Chuck Flores on drums, and really a nice swinging little Latin-ish type composition. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the first hour of here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Linkles with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We're going to be back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. Only about a five-minute news break, so please stick around. So how are we going to close out the first hour, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Dave Brubeck Quartet. This is from an LP on the Harmony label entitled Instant Brubeck. And it features Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, and Joe Dodge on drums. And they're going to do an Arthur Johnston, Johnny Burke tune entitled Pennies from Heaven.